I'd like to tell you, I was singing today. We're learning Shahar Kass. And to be honest with you, I don't know if it's stopping me from getting angry. But Baruch Hashem, one thing is that very often when I get angry, I think to myself, I'm learning Shahar Kass, I'm teaching Shahar Kass. Well, that itself is something. You know, has some influence. All right. The Kvaya Data. Actually, we're not up to that yet, actually. We're up to, I think, Avo. Actually, I think we're up to Avo Mtechich Es Chaverach Mitzchilo. I don't think I finished the paragraph. We'll have to get the tape. Avo, I'll go over quickly. And techich es chaverach mitzchilo. If you give your friend musa, we call rash in a loud voice with a zam with anger and you embarrass him. Also, kavalovcha, you're going to get a sin. You're going to get a chait because of the way you gave him musa. And not only that, you're going to get a sin forgiven. When someone comes on you, the chazak, the chazka, you have it? Someone comes on you with strength. So, let me stop it for a second. This way, it's been a few days. If you give your Muslim in a strong fashion, he won't accept it. That's the way of people. When someone comes along against his friend with strength, his friend will harden himself opposite him, and he will not humble himself. When a person attacks you, so you become defensive. You know, you feel it's a personal, it almost becomes a personal thing. You feel a person is attacking you, he's putting you down, and you feel the need to fight back. And this the Chacham Shlomo Melech said that the words of Chachamim v'nachas nishma, they're listened to when they're said v'nachas, when they're said softly. When someone gives us Musar, even if they give it to us in inappropriate fashion, we should listen to what they're saying, and we should learn from what they're saying. Again, the purpose of our lives is to improve ourselves. The purpose of our life is to improve ourselves. If a guy gave us Musa, even if he did it the wrong way, for us, we have what to learn from that person. We could even say thank you to that person, and because he just helped us grow. But again, don't get crushed. Don't get crushed by the Musar. Adarav, you should be uplifted from the Musar. Someone gave you Musar. I could grow. When a person hears a Musar shmooze, I remember in the mirror, I used to go to Musar shmoozing. We're back in Moshe Katz, Shlita. There's Musar shmooze in Ramam Shtar. Really Shtar. And for many people, you know, for myself, you know, it was in the beginning, it was very hard for me to listen to it, because you walk out with Chalisha Sadas, you walk out feeling, you know, what are you? You know, Chalisha means weakness of the Das. Feel bad. Person feels bad. But then, I don't know what happened, but I just changed my outlook a little bit. Instead of listening to the Musar shmooze and making it using it as a session of beating myself. Oh, he said this. He said this. Oh, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. Instead, that's why a lot of people don't like to hear Musar, because they feel beaten up. Because when they hear Musar, it's like oh, he's saying how you have to learn and you have to learn Yom V'Layla, and then you say, oh, but I'm not learning and I'm wasting time, and you get all down, and no one wants to get down. It doesn't help you grow either, and the person can't, that's why many people don't like Musar. And And instead, I would go to the Mussar with a different outlook. Instead of looking at it as oh, I'm so terrible, instead, I can't explain it exactly, but instead I would turn it into like Kishmak session. Yeah, let's go, come on, we can do it. Say it the way it is, let's go. You have to do more. Instead of reflecting everything on yourself as like, I'm nothing and I'm that because I'm not doing that, don't always be thinking about where you are this second. Oh, I'm not doing it. Think about what you want to be doing and think about, this is great. Oh, you're saying you have to learn, I should do it. Use it as a chizam. A shtarku musar shmuz could, for some people, could take it as a blow, you know, bang, bang, knock him out, and the guy, you know, gets depressed. Chas v'shalom. But instead, you come into the musar shmuz with an open heart and open ears. I want to hear the truth. I want to hear what you're supposed to be doing. I'm not thinking about where I am this particular second. Oh, I'm nothing. I'm okay. I'm a nice person. But I know I'm not perfect. I want to grow. I want to shteig. And it's geschmack. Musar is geschmack. And Baruch Hashem, I hope in this musar seder b'chol, we don't really even give musar that's tempting for a person to get crushed by. Not that type of musar. Musar chabura, usually, I hope. But when a person gets a shtark of musar shmuz, instead of using it, instead of always thinking about, oh, I'm nothing, and being himself, think of just enjoy the hearing the truth. Enjoying the ability to hear the truth and be able to learn from it. It's the same thing we said when you see someone else doing great things. It's the same idea. You see somebody, a friend, learning shtark. You say, oh, I'm a bum. I'm not learning so well. Don't say that. Oh, he's learning shtark. I also should learn better. Chizuk. It's not something to get crushed by. Don't always looking at yourself. I'm doing it. I'm not doing it. Use it as a chizuk. People are always thinking about themselves. Get off the topic for a second. I don't know why I'm thinking about this now. Because when a person goes to someone else's wedding, person goes to someone else's simcha. So a person's always thinking to himself. I think the reason why people don't enjoy when someone else has a bracha, when someone else has a simcha, is they're always thinking down to themselves. Somewhere deep down there is, what about me? What about me? You know, I'm not married yet. It's always what about me? It's always what about me? The person's making a scene. What about me? I'm not. What about me? He just made money. This guy just got a job. Oh, what about me? His job is better than me. No, you can't enjoy someone else's simcha when you're always thinking about what about me? Everything. If people, even Bach, maybe 18-year-old Bach going to someone else's wedding. You know, he's not even thinking about going. Yeah, what about me? Am I going to get such a wealthy shit up if you hold that's important? I mean, you know, the person's always thinking, what about me? You know, not everything's about me. You know, not everything's about reflecting everything upon yourself, what's going to be with you. Just focus on someone else's simcha. Someone else, I'm happy for him. Stop always thinking about yourself. Let's go by. You already know about Hillel and Shammai. Sha'amru oisana shloisha geirim, that the three geirim, the three comrades said, kaptanuso shal Shammai, the toughness, the kapdanus, kapdan, someone who's makbid of Shammai, bikshu l'tardeinu min ha'olam, it wanted to take us away, destroy us from the world. I'm sorry? Yes. Kapdanus is a terrible midah.
So you think Shammai was doing wrong?
Especially in marriage. Yeah. So
Shammai was doing wrong?
Yeah, well, that's what it sounds like, yeah. What's the pshat in Shammai? I can't tell you pshat in Shammai. He was a chashuv. I don't know pshat. I'll tell you this. Well, you know what? Let's not judge Shammai so quickly. I'll tell you the Gemara. I'll tell you over the Gemara. He doesn't bring down the whole Gemara. I'm going to tell you the Gemara. I brought a Gemara here. Avin Samusa Shel Hillel, the Anivas of Hillel, the humility of Hillel, Kervein Atas Kapi Ashkina. It brought us closer to the one that's under the Shechina. So what are these three Geirim, what are these three converts referring to? So Gemara says in Shabbos as follows. Three stories. I mean, I don't know the depth really of each story, but it's an interesting story here. One time a guy came to Shammai and said, how many Torahs do you have? He said, two. Torah Shabbosav and Torah Shabbosav. Amar lei, Shabbosav ani mamencha, I believe you about Torah Shabbosav, I could accept that. But Torah Shabbosav, I don't believe you. Geruni, convert me to Judaism. I'm nasha to lamdini Torah Shabbosav, on condition that you teach me Torah Shabbosav. In other words, I'm not interested in hearing Torah Shabbat. I'm willing to listen to Torah Shabbat. Garbo, he screamed at him, Votziu ben Azifa, and he kicked him out, you know, with strong words. Balef ne Hillel, he came in front of Hillel. Gairei, he converted him. Yom HaKama, the first day, Amar Lei, he said to him, Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. He told him the first four letters. Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. L'macha, the next day, Apach Lei, he switched it around. Rashi says the next day, he started teaching him Tav, Shin, Reish, Kuf, Sadi. You think I can do it? I'm going to embarrass myself on tape here. I'm related. Yesterday you didn't say that. Yesterday you told me I was based on Moldavan. Now you're going backwards, Tav Shin. You know, thank you. I'm related. Lava Light, Yidiko Samus, what you're trusting me. You're trusting me that I'm teaching the alphabet the right way. In other words, you trusted me that I told you the right order, alphabet Gimel Dalet yesterday. Now I'm switching around. You're saying that it's wrong because you trusted what I said yesterday. So trust me for Torah Shabbat too. Trust me when I tell you over Torah Shabbat, which is not, you know, written down. Trust me for that too. So what happened? So and it no, Hillel took him as a ger right away. After he became a ger, he started teaching Torah Shabbat. Hillel knew that this person he'd be able to easily show the person, you know, that to accept Torah Shabbat. Next story. Another guy came in front of Shammai. He said, convert me on condition, this is famous, convert me on condition that you teach me all the Torah Kula when I'm standing on one foot. Shammai pushed him away with a builder's stick, Amos Abinyan. Balef Nehillel came in front of Hillel. Gairei, he converted him. Amalod, Aleph Sani Lechavik Lo Savit. He said, I'll teach you all the Torah on one foot. He said, whatever your friend does not like, don't do to him.
I said Hebrew.
The Allah Sani, what you hate, Lechavra Chosav, don't do to your friend. Actually, Rashi's first shot in Shabbos is that Chavra is a reference to Kodesh Baruch Hu. What Hashem doesn't like, don't do. And the second shot of Rashi is Taka, literally, you know, a friend. I'm sorry?
Why is there a verse
to Allah son of Khaibak al Sabah? What should have said?
Just said give you a friend if you like.
The answer is that doing to your friend what you like is not foolproof. Because how do you know your friend likes what you like? I once heard that before. Zulika al Torah Kula Bida Feirucha Hil Zil Gemar. And the rest of the Torah is explanation for it. All the Torah is explanation for it. You know, could be because all the Torah is really to fix a person's midos. So, according to the second Pshat of Rashi, that's the second story. Alright? By the way, people think it means, you know, the Allah Sani Lechavra Kol Savit, people think it just means, includes, like, alright, I won't go steal his stuff, I won't go punch, you know, bother him, if, you know, because I don't like when people bother me, you know, I don't like, you know, I'm not going to make fun of him, because I don't like people make fun of me. I think there's more there. A lot more there. The Allah Sani Lechavra Kol Savit, you don't like to do your friend, means, you're talking to your friend. Friend of friend, when you're talking to your friend, do you like when he listens? Do you not like when he ignores you? Yeah, I do this too much myself. Do you not like when he ignores you? Do you not like when he ignores you? When a guy asks you for something. You guys do something, what? And you give it to him. Even if you give it to him, you give it to him begrudgingly. You give it to him. All right, yeah. Do you like when people do that to you? Just because it says in a lashon of what you hate, don't eat her friend, doesn't mean it's only a matter of doing things that are you know, acts of total destruction, you know, disruption to the person. Anything that you don't like, anything that you wish that the person would, you know, that you would enjoy, the person would treat you nicely and give you kavod. You don't like when the person talks to you or makes fun of you, talks to you in a way that's not respectful. And I was thinking, as I was drush, that that's why it's said in such a fashion. Once you start thinking, think deeply into everything, how you like to be treated. You don't like to be treated that way. It's not just a matter of like, oh, you know, the big things. It's every little thing that you would want to be treated a certain way. You know, that's how you should treat your friend. The third story is a guy who was passing by the Beis Medrash and he heard, and this is next week's parsha. He heard the cipher saying, these are the begadim that you make for the Kohen Gadol, Chayshim, the Ephod. He said, who gets those beautiful clothing? He said, the Kohen Gadol. He said, oh, I'll be a convert, I'll convert on condition I can become Kohen Gadol. He came in front of ridiculous. So I'll convert on condition I'll be Kohen Gadol. Came to Shami, he pushed him away again with the stick. He came for Hillel and converted him. Converted him right away. Amar Lehi said to him, you know, I can't make you Kohen Gadol unless you know the Torah. Hillel said to him, you know, you can't become a king unless you know the laws. So I can't make you Kohen Gadol unless you know the laws. So he started learning the Torah, and it says, Vazar HaKarev Yumas. The stranger, a person that's not a Kohen who does Avodah, is Chayiv Misa. So he said, who's this pasuk going on? So they told him, said, it's even going on David Melech Yisrael, it's going on David HaMelech. Even David HaMelech, if he would do Avodah, he's Chayiv Misa. So he said, oh, if David HaMelech, if Klal Yisrael, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, does not allow them to do Avodah, certainly I am a convert, certainly I'm allowed to do Avodah. And that's it, he dropped it. And he became a full-fledged Ge'er. And the Gemara says that at one point, these three people met each other. These three guys met each other, and they discussed what happened, and they said, like the Orach HaTzadikim brings down, they said, the Kavdanis of Shammai wanted to take us away from the world, destroy us from the world, the true world, the world of Ruchnias, and the Anav of Hillel brought us Tachas Kapi HaShechina.
They were sort of like working. Shammai didn't have the patience for it, but he got them to go to Hillel.
He didn't. They went on their own. They could have just left. He didn't send them to Hillel.
Because they were ticked off with him, therefore they decided to go try to.
I don't know. He didn't send them to go to Hillel. He threw them away. What's a pshat? I don't know. It's difficult to understand. The pshat, obviously, the pshat is. It's not just a pshat. Shammai didn't have patience to fire. Say, it was. I'll tell you the pshat. I'll tell you the pshat as well. We do find many places that have Hillels. That's why we pass like a Hillel, because they sell midos. Shammai wasn't going to, if a guy came to me and said, I really want to convert, you think Shammai would chuck him out? I don't have time for you to chuck it out the window. No. Shammai saw the person came into him. He was busy. And he came into him and he came to him with ridiculous things. So this guy's not for real. He's not interested. Why am I bother with him? I'm not bother with him. I'm going to waste my time. Hillel, because of his patience, he was able to see deeper into what was going on here. He wasn't annoyed. Hillel never got annoyed. The Gemara says right early before that, the, you know, the famous story where they came to Arab, they made a bet. It said if you can get Hillel angry. So he came to Arab Shabbos, he started asking him all sorts of strange questions. He said to him, why are the heads of the Babylonians round? He said to him, why are the eyes of the Talmudim, you know, slanted? He said, why are their feet of the Africans wide? All of the strange questions, and you know, for each one, he'll give him an answer. He gave him an answer for each one.
How did Basil keep his cool like the whole time? He kept on saying,
Vinny.
Vinny.
Right. You shouldn't press the should.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's very important. So, said, but Hillel will never get angry. By the way, it's a commitment. I want to tell you, it's a commitment. One of the eights to not get angry is just pure commitment. It's not based on logic. You can't always logically say, I'm not going to get angry. The person didn't mean it. This, that. It doesn't always work. And it's not always true. It's a certain commitment a person has. I'm not letting go. I'm not going to lose myself. I'm not going to get angry. So Hillel was a person that didn't get angry. No matter what person bothered him, it was on Shabbos, stupid questions, he gave him answers, questions, he dealt with it. So maybe when someone came to him, he wasn't annoyed at the fact that someone came to him with a stupid question. And therefore he was able to see, talk, that there was truth to him. There was no way he would have converted these people. Tysus points out in Yevamos that you're not going to convert on condition to be kind God, though you're not going to convert on condition to marry someone, you're not going to convert on condition for other reasons. We don't accept such converts. Unless they're L'shem Shemayim. But it's not Tysus, and Hillel saw in this person somehow, there was the way he talked, he saw that the person was for real, the person would accept L'shem Shemayim, the person really had an interest in L'shem Shemayim. But if you're not patient, once you get angry, forget about it. If you lose your patience, you're not going to be able to see the depth of the person coming to you. You're just annoyed when he asks you stupid questions for him. When you're a patient person, there's no anger there. So if there's no anger there, then you could see it. Then Hillel was able to see with his chachma that the person was for real. Was for real. This happens many times. People get annoyed at people, and therefore they get all upset at them, and they judge them negatively. If a person doesn't get angry, and we'll learn in the next paragraph, he talks about, if a person gets angry, he makes mistakes. Because a person's angry, he's not with Yishev Adas. He says, Hillel, because of his abundance of humility, because of his humility, no one can get him angry. Anger is a lot taller than gaiva. When a person is about gaiva, it's very easy to get him angry. He says, how dare you talk to me that way? How dare you bother me with your stupid questions? How dare you talk to me that way? When a person is about gaiva, it's impossible for him not to get angry. A person holds himself, Hillel, because of his abundance, no one could get him angry. It's impossible. And by the way, such a madrig, it's impossible. Because if there's such a strong das that I will not get angry, then nothing will make you angry. And a person who holds himself back from anger, he's kind of another. He's kind of humility and rachmanis.
Does that work for all commandments?
Yes. Commitment is very important. Commitment is the key. I'll tell you, if I come into my house and I open the door and my wife calls, I can't see from the top of my steps, and my wife calls from the top of the steps, you're not going to be happy with what's going on. And I know that means, or let's say I expect it to mean, my slum shrug is going to be half empty. But because before I walk in the house, and because when I walked in, my wife told me, oh, you're not going to be happy, and I think to myself, I prepare myself for it, I'm not going to get upset about it, then I cannot get upset. If I just run up the steps, now expecting to get supper, and all of a sudden I see the sun, I'm not prepared. The preparation, the commitment before, is the most helpful thing in the world, not to get angry. Let's see, weiter. Kimei charon av yemidas achzaris. From anger, the result of anger is midas achzaris. It's cruelty. When a person gets angry, he's cruel. You know, you always think of a king, of an evil king. You always think of an evil king, and you always, everyone comes in for judgment, and he says, off with your head. Next guy comes in, off with his head. Next guy, off with his head. And then one guy comes, and then one guy comes in with a cherry pie. You know, or someone else even gives the king a cherry pie, and then the next guy comes in, and the king's busy with the cherry pie. All right, let him go. For some reason, I think it's true that we associate the evil is associated with anger. If a person's not the tyrants, they were unhappy people. The tyrants that were killing everyone were unhappy people. It's the anger inside of them that feeds their ability to be cruel. How could a person have such a cruel? person be so cruel? Where is your heart? Every person has a heart somewhere there. But when a person gets angry, it's an amazing thing. When a person gets angry, he has no heart. Crushes the heart, he loses all heart. A person gets angry.
Drop dead.
I hope he gets hit by a truck. He loses all heart. There's no heart. There's no heart in the person. He's no heart. He's no heart. He could be the cruelest person in the whole world. Even the nicest guy, when he's angry, could be so cruel. And you know, the Siva Chora Abi Varakius them says Hashem by Kadosh Baruch Hashem gets angry and he kills them. By revenge, it says anger. For us, nice people, usually the only times we do things that are really cruel and really not nice, at least on purpose, is when we get angry. I mean, if a person doesn't get angry, he's mamish set. Mamish set for life. You don't get angry, you're set for life. You're set. You guys mind if we do one more paragraph? Hakas koyim azas adam. Anger causes a person to have azas, stubbornness. Umach mazakas, because of his anger, la yikana, he will not humble himself. La yodal emes, he can't admit to the truth. Person is angry, he can't admit to the truth. Va'amar achachim shatir to the chaver adam. If you want to know whether you should become someone's friend, hachiseil, you should get him angry. You want to know if you should become someone's friend, you should get him angry? It sounds like there's a heter to do this. In the Gemara in Kedushin, says he gave her money and she threw it in the yam. It says it could be she's Mekudesh because she threw it in the yam, because she's just tested. She wants to marry him, but she's just testing to see if she's an angry person.
So is he allowed to do that?
I don't know.
He can be your friend now.
Yeah, that's what happened to me.
Like, he's got lots. Now that he's angry at you, is he going to want to be a friend anymore?
I hear. I don't know. If you have a lot of mice, ask him. And if he tells you the truth, b'shas kaisai, if he admits to you the truth when he's still angry, his chavrul, he should become his friend. If he can't tell you the truth when he's angry, azayv aisai, leave him. What's up, Shadia? Shadia is, we're talking about a person that's angry. He's not on the madriga that he doesn't get angry. But he's angry. Can he tell you the truth when he's angry? That's the sign of which is stronger. Is his das stronger, or his emotions are stronger? His anger stronger? If a person gets angry, and he just gets angry, and he'll never admit he's wrong when he's angry, because he holds on to the anger and the truth does not exist, so that person won't be his friend. Because even if he doesn't, because he's dangerous. He's a dangerous person. He's dangerous, because his das is not in control of him. But a person gets angry, and even when he gets angry, he realizes that he's not, that he can admit that he's wrong, he made a mistake. So that person you can become friends with, because that means his das is stronger than his kas. Akas maybe they tell, just finish the paragraph. We spoke about it before. Akas maybe they tell us a person gets angry, he makes mistakes. He makes mistakes. We spoke about it many times. A parent is not allowed to punish a child when he's angry. He makes mistakes. He mishandles situations. When a person is angry, he mishandles the situation. Who is greater than Moshe Rabbeinu? Shekas b'shlosha mekaymais. Moshe Rabbeinu got angry in three places. Pella. We have to use Moshe Rabbeinu as a mush. Moshe Rabbeinu got angry in three places. And that's where he made a mistake. Moshe Rabbeinu, it's very hard for Moshe Rabbeinu to make a mistake. He got a little bit angry three times in the Torah. Those three places he made a mistake. Kamaishanemar, it says Vayiksav Elazar Velisamar, it says in Vayikra that he got angry at Elazar Velisamar. It says he got angry at them because they didn't eat the chatas of Rosh Chodesh. They didn't eat it because they said they were Einanim. They were relatives of Nadav and Avihu who just passed away. So they didn't eat it. And Moshe Rabbeinu got angry at them. Uksiv Madula Chatam Zachatas Makam HaKodesh. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, why didn't you eat it in Makam HaKodesh? Why didn't you eat it? Because previously the other carbon, I think it's the carbon that was brought by Nachshon ben Aminadav, the Nesiyim, that they were allowed to eat. So So Moshe Rabbeinu said, how come you need the chatos of Rosh Chodesh? So they said, they answered Moshe Rabbeinu. They said, we only had a heter for Einein. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gave a special heter for a carbon that's only brought once in a lifetime, the carbon of the Nisim. But the chatos of Rosh Chodesh, which is brought with Dairais, that there was no heter for an Einein to eat. Because Einein is normally not allowed to eat carbonos. But by the way, look at here. I think the pshat has a Ruchas Nigam learning the pshat in the Pesukim. What does it mean? It's Mamash doesn't make sense. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu get angry? Moshe Rabbeinu got angry. Why? Because they didn't eat the chatas. So what do you mean he made a mistake? What do you mean he made a mistake because he said to them, why didn't you eat the chatas? Because he got angry. That's why he got angry. What's the Ruchas Nigam saying? Because he got angry, he made a mistake. But he didn't get angry. The reason he got angry was because of that mistake that he made. If he didn't make the mistake, he wouldn't have gotten angry. There's no riot from here that if you get angry, you're going to make a mistake. The reason why I got angry at them was because they didn't eat the chatas. So vice versa, the Orchid Siddiqui was learning as follows. That Moshe Rabbeinu got angry when he saw they didn't eat. Because he got angry right away, he wasn't able to think properly about it, whether he didn't think on Moshe Rabbeinu's level. He didn't think properly, you know, and obviously I have to be careful, the way we understand the Pesukim, is he didn't think properly, wait, one second, they didn't eat. Maybe there's not a difference between this carbon and the carbon before. Once he got angry, he didn't have the ability to see the truth anymore. So Avada's first perception was, person sees something that does something wrong. He gets angry. Once you get angry, forget it. Now you won't be able to download Kafskos. Now you're not going to be able to see the truth anymore. Of course, initial perception, Moshe Rabbeinu made a mistake because he saw, why didn't he eat? But if he would have had a chance to think about it properly, he would have also realized what they came to. But once he got angry because he right away assumed, they did something wrong, they didn't listen to him. So then he felt, he continued with the mistake. And he gave them Musa. The Nemar, it says, Shimon HaAmayr. Moshe Rabbeinu got upset at Klal Yisrael because why? Because they complained that they didn't have water to drink. And it says, Vayachas HaSalam. It says, Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock. It says, speaking to the rock. He hit the rock. Hashem said to speak to the rock. Because he got angry at them. So he was angry here at Klal Yisrael. And if we didn't have the proper mindset to think properly about what he was doing next. By the way, anger, you could be angry at one thing and it messes you up. A guy's angry at someone, and then he goes into a store, and he's not nice to the teller, he's not nice to the owner, he's very tough with them because he's angry at someone else. Person gets angry, it affects the way he's going to be dealing with the next people he comes up with. Book 7, it says that he said much of Kulei Achayo. The last one is it says much of him got angry at them. I have to look. I don't know what the anger was for. I think he got angry, I think because they took the shawl. I think he got angry at them for taking the spoils. And it says, afterwards, Vayomer Lazar Kain, Elachir Tava Zoskukas Atira. Afterwards, who taught the next parasha? Lazar. Taught the parasha. It's a parasha of purifying if you have a keli. It was used for Arizara, so you could purify it by torch. You could purify the keli. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't Zaycha to teach the next parasha of being Matar the Kalim because he got angry, because he forgot the halacha. Malamish Yishak Moshe Rabbeinu forgot the halacha because he got angry. But I thought he even now understand. If Megillah Moshe Rabbeinu all of Hashem, if this happened to Moshe Rabbeinu all of Hashem, the anger was able to affect him and even cause Moshe Rabbeinu to make a mistake whose mind was so clear and so tar. Maya Gilak Selim, what's going to be with the fools that cause him that anger? What's going to be with the fools that get angry? There's no end to how foolish a person could be when he's angry. That's what Shlomo said. Don't allow yourself to get angry. All right. Stop here. You should be very careful. That you should not do any kilkel, any destruction when you're in the midst of your anger. Ki amar Abaseinu, because our rabbi said, I'm a kara begala, someone that rips clothing. I'm a father malasav, and someone that spends, or I guess throws out money. I'm a shaber kalim, and someone that breaks kalim b'chamasai. He breaks kalim in his anger. You meinachol kilo even avod azar. It should be in your eyes as if it's your as if the person is even avod azar. So a person says, a person gets angry. And he punches the wall. He says, I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't punch anyone's nose. I didn't punch anyone's head. I didn't knock anyone's tooth out. All I did was punch the wall. The Chazal tell us that anyone who does an action out of his anger is as if he's Oyved Avodah Zarah. It's mashma from Chazal. It doesn't say in Chazal that anyone that gets angry is if he's Oyved Avodah Zarah. It sounds like, of course, we have to work on ourselves never to get angry. But it sounds from here that it's much worse if a person does an action based on his anger. That's like Avodah Zarah. If a person stops gets angry, all right, he's not perfect yet. In Meretz Hashem, he will be perfect. In Meretz Hashem, he'll never get angry. Yeah, hopefully one day I'll stop getting angry. But if you do an action, it's like you're Oyved Avodah Zarah. This lechaira is a kasha on the social workers. You know, see the social workers, you know, Heshi's not here so I can say what I want. I don't like social workers anyways. Now, so social workers say, you know, if you get angry, go punch the pillow, right? Go let out your steam. It's not good to hold it up inside. So go ahead and punch the pillow. I think it's a cop out. Of course, let me just say this before we say anything. If you want to punch someone, and you're going to punch someone, punch the pillow. Don't punch the other person. But it's not a lechadchila thing that the social workers are the guy, and that's the godless. Oh, he was angry. He punched the pillow. He didn't punch the person. Oh, what a great person. By us, greatness is not getting angry. And second level is don't do an action. When a person's angry, don't punch the wall. Don't say not nice words. Don't wish blessings on your good friends. Don't do anything in your anger. You know, when a guy cuts you off, don't honk. Hand goes up, resist. Don't honk. Don't do anything out of your anger. Right? I was in the car with Dove and the car cut me off. I was about to honk. I stuck my hand. I don't think I was going to honk anyways, but Dove was like, oh, don't honk. Right, see people listen. I'll tell you what's up with the social workers. I'm not going to get to what I spoke about this morning, and we'll get to it maybe tomorrow. Maybe we'll get to it today, tomorrow. But what's up, Shad and the social workers? Shad and the social workers, by the way, what they're saying is that a person shouldn't walk around with anger vented inside. It's not a good thing for a person to walk around with anger burnt inside. One day, he might all of a sudden, like, bust. You know, put in a bottle of wine, you're trying to make a bottle of wine. I remember in the mirror, some guys went to this farm, and they taught them about lekeh shechoteh, and they put grapes to ferment, to make wine, and the guys didn't know what they were doing, so all of a sudden, one day, like, all the bottles, like, busted in the people's fridges, in their refrigerators, and they made a tremendous mess. So they're afraid that one guy's going to hold up all his anger inside, just walk around all day, I hate him, and then one day he's just going to bust, he might bust and hurt himself, he might bust and break someone else's, hurt someone else, and there is a truth to that. So we're not saying a person should vent up his anger inside. If a person has anger vented inside, he better get their rights, get it out. How should a person get it out though? Should a person get it out by breaking kalim? Is that lechatchila? No, it's kilo avodah zarah. So a person has to try to do is break the anger himself. I don't know if it always works. One eitzah is try to think about the fact.
and you're angry and you're crazy, and it's not you shouldn't get so excited, you shouldn't get all worked up. You're overreacting. Try to learn how to deal with yourself. Try to learn how to deal with yourself and try to learn to calm yourself down. Another eitzah, if you can't calm yourself down, this is go speak to someone else. It's a tremendous eitzah. If you're really angry at someone and you speak to someone else, usually that person can calm you down because you spoke it out, got it off your system. The other guy can tell you probably you're being a little bit, even if you're right, the person probably could tell you that you're a little bit, overreacting, and you calm down. There are other ways to calm down besides breaking things. Breaking things is destructive. If you saw the Lashon here, he said, Shalaitaz Hashem Kilko. He said, don't do a destructive action. Didn't say not to do a conducive action. If a person's angry, go help an old lady across the street. That should help. If a person's angry, go do something nice. That should help. It says, don't do a Kilko. That's giving in to your anger. That's strengthening your anger. You're giving in. If a guy always punches a pillow every time he gets angry, did he learn to overcome his anger? No, he just learned to punch pillows. He's giving in to his anger. Eventually, he's going to end up punching someone in the nose. There's no question. He's not going to always find a pillow to punch, and he's not going to always be able to control himself to hang the pillow. It's not as geschmack anyways, hang the pillow, right? So, it's not going to work. It's Kilo Vanazar. So, let's continue over here. Shekach umunasu sheyetzahara. This is the trade of the Yetzahara. And he says a very interesting chat. Why is it kilai v'rabat azara? Why is it kilai v'rabat azara? So he says like this. Hayayim aymer la seikach. Today he says this. Do this. Ulamachar aymer la seikach. Tomorrow he says do this. Ach aymer la v'rabat azara. Until he tells you to do avat azara. V'haylech vayis and you end up doing avat azara. In other words, the person gives his Yetzahara and he gets angry and he punches the pillow because he gave into his Yetzahara that he went in and punched the pillow. When a person punches a pillow, by the way, when a person, like we said, he's giving into his anger, so eventually it ends up being like Avad Azar. So, question number one is just because a guy gives in to his Yetzirah and getting angry and he punches the wall, he's going to end up being over the Vodazar? Question number one. Question number two, which is a more obvious question, is, so then say that by every single Aveira. I don't know if I have a good answer. Say this by every Aveira. Any type of person doesn't have Aveira. So it's as if he's over the Vodazar, because he gave it to his Yetzirah once, he's going to give it to his Yetzirah again, he's going to be over the Vodazar. So does it say by everything it says, it's like as if he did over the Vodazar? What is getting angry and ripping clothing have to end up in being into Avodah Zarah? Let's answer the second question first. And the first question maybe we'll save for tomorrow. I don't have an answer to the question. Actually, it's a very good question. I don't know if Shana Ruch has Tzadikim. But let me ask a different question. This one maybe I can answer. Why does it say it's as if he's like Avodah Zarah? Why does it say it's as if he shvichas damim, as if he killed someone? Why do you say it's as if he chas v'sham is over arayis? Why don't I say chas v'sham by killing someone? So you say chas v'sham killed someone, chas v'sham over arayis. Where do you go to Avodah Zarah for? So I don't know. I was just thinking that an interesting thought that there are three big averes: Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayis, and Shvichas Damim. Perhaps each one represents a different chasar in the person. Gilui Arayis is obvious; it represents the person's inability to control himself. Taiva. The epitome of giving into taiva is Gilui Arayis. Shvichas Damim, killing someone, is the epitome of lack of rachmanis, lack of mercy, lack of anon chavero. Person has no rachmanis on someone else. It says the chazal, when embarrassed with some barabin, is as if he killed someone. Rabbi Kalish spoke about it recently. That because the person, not necessarily because of the effect you're having on someone else, but the effect that you're having yourself. When a person embarrasses someone else, could be more destructive than killing someone. Because when a person embarrasses someone, it shows a large sense of cruelty of the person. That cruelty of embarrassing someone Rabin is the same cruelty that a person can display in killing someone. When it comes to the third Avodah Zarah, That's a chesaron in. That's a chesaron in das. That's a chesaron in das. Why are we? The Torah says a person is either vazar is chayiv misa. It's a very strange thing. What's a pshat? If you're either vazar chayiv misa, miman of shach. If I believe, if chas v'shalom, a person is not pikares, he doesn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he doesn't believe. And if he does believe, he's not being avid avodah zarah. So where is a person going to avodah zarah? If he believes it, he believes it. He's going to get killed for it. But the whole concept is very strange. Where is a person's avodah and not being avid avodah zarah? What's the concept of not? What's the avodah? It says in the first. Someone asked me. My irreligious contractor, he asked me a good question. He said, Anaychi, it says, the first mitzvah is to believe in Hashem. What are you saying, believe in me? If you believe in me, I don't know if this is what he's asking, but I'm not sure exactly what he meant by the question, but if you believe in me, you believe in me, you believe. You don't believe, so what do you say, believe? It's a good question. And the answer, I didn't give him an answer because I didn't know if it would work for him. It's not so simple. But the answer, one answer is, the Gemara says, Mefurish, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. You know what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, you know why people are Eved Avodah Zarah? The reason why people are Eved Avodah Zarah is because they wanted the Gula arise. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that the reason why people are Eved Avodah Zarah is because they wanted the Gula arise. Why? Because they know Eved Avodah Zarah does not enforce Averis. So a person doesn't want to, in good conscience, do Averis. So therefore, he'll be Eved Avodah Zarah. He'll say, oh, I believe in something else. And then he can do whatever he wants. It's a good trick, right? So the chesaron is a person is a lack of das, is a lack of emes. A person who is honest would believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like Rabbi Chanan says, how could it be Hashem commands us to believe in Him? The greatest philosophers, Bar Mitzvah, a person to believe in Him, and Rabbi Chanan, the first, the Mamarim, said that the biggest philosophers didn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and expect the 13-year-old to believe in Emunah Hashem. So Rabbi Chanan says it's pasha, every person who is would have Emunah Hashem. But the Yetzirah, the person doesn't want to believe in Hashem, and because he doesn't want to believe in Hashem, so therefore, he chooses not to believe in Hashem. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to believe in me, that means don't mess yourself up and don't give in to Yetzirah to try to change your MS. By the way, this is a very good klal. Never, a person could go around life, I was talking about this a long time ago, I once spoke about this. This is a thing in Musar. Don't, if a person wants to do an Aveira, don't say you're right. You know what? A person needs, you know, a break. So, let's give a bad example here. But many times a person does an Aveira, and he says, well, you know, I really need a break, and it's really not so usher, or whatever, and he tries to make up his terror. It's much better for a person to say, I know I'm doing the wrong thing, but I'm not able to control myself. I'm doing an Aveira. The reason is because if a person convinces himself that what he's doing is right, then there's never hope for this person. Because he's always doing what's right. And we know people like that. They're always doing the right thing. But a person who honestly never lets his negias, don't let your desires tell you what's right. It's a very big klal musa. Don't let your negias tell you what's right. A person should go like this. What is right? This is what's right. This is what I'm doing, something different. Then there's hope for you. Because one day you'll decide that I want to do what's right, I don't want to do what's fun to do. But if a person goes and convinces himself that he's a tzaddik and everything he does is right, then there's no hope for the person because he's perfect. Of course he's perfect. That's a person's avaida. I think that's the third avera. Avaida zara is an avera where a person changes the truth because of what he wants to be the truth because he wants to do other things with his life. Anger, could be that's why we're associating anger with avaida zara, is because anger is giving in to giving in. A person gets you upset. So a person gets all angry. The anger is not MS. It's not MS. Because a person cut you off, he doesn't deserve to be killed. Because a person insulted you, he doesn't deserve to be hung. Because a person did what you don't like, all types of great things comes out of anger. Anger is not logical. If you give in to the anger, then you're changing the das. You're changing what's right. You're changing what's MS. Kas is the, you know, it's totally the the antithesis of emes, of honesty. It's emotional, pulls a person away from logic. A person, like we said 100 times before, a person angry doesn't think logically. So when a person gives into his anger, at least one shot in Orcha Sadiqim, a person gives into his anger, and he goes ahead and he breaks the kelim because he's all upset, that's an aver that could come to Avodah Zarah. Because if a person goes, if a person knows he made a mistake, good. But if a person gives in and gives in and gives in and gives in, and that becomes his mahalich, I'm angry. If the guy, by the way, there's so many people. If he's the guy, had no right to do it. He deserves all the sweeter people. That's the mevazah people who rob him. He deserves to be embarrassed. He's a rasha. He deserves it. When there's no das, when there's no honesty, that could lead a person to avodah zarah. Tomorrow I would like to speak about the idea how the Yetzer Hara pulls a person from one other to the next other. Alright, Shkaya. What? What? Oh man.